Yesterday, I got the lovely opportunity to speak to Jamaica Moana about her new single, Tug of War, that released not yesterday, but on the 1st of April. And it's a great track, and she was so lovely to speak to. Your new single, Tug of War, has recently been released. First, congratulations. It's a very awesome track. How has working on this track been for you?
Oh, this track is, it was slow cooked over a long time. So it was about a year ago we did it. So that whole process came with just this melting pot of inspirations, and we're able to, with me and my sister Pookie producing this, we're able to make one powerhouse track. Yeah, it's been amazing to be able to finally find the first track of my new era to display so much depth in my lyricism, and I just wanted to show the versatility in my flows and the range of what I can do as a rapper beyond my look, you know. So Tug of War represents a lot, and really represents my challenge that I have in this industry of being like a queer person of color, being a proud Māori person, you know. I'm from South Auckland, now Western Sydney. That is really hard to navigate in the Oz music industry and the New Zealand music industry, but I feel like I'm worthy to be the change. So great. Yeah, that's how I feel with this release.
Perfect. And Tug of War sort of represents a new phase in your music. What is that phase going to be looking like heading forward?
So this new phase is ripping the curtain and being able to see the most honest, intimate sides of me, that closest introvert to the most exterior extrovert that you can get. So it's just seeing like me at home, and then me as the artist, as Jamaica Moana the rapper. You're able to see every facet of me. I've truly put my all like into this next phase. Prior to this, I would like have boundaries up and try and only live as the persona and not talk about certain things. But I realized, for a tool of survival for people that look up to me, especially the young queer Māori kids, like they need to see depth and they need to be able to relate to things. So it's me talking about my upbringing, talking about some loss, talking about trauma. I'm talking about my parents. Yeah, things that I couldn't really do on tracks, just talking about being a bad bitch, you know, or whatever it is. Like, I'm able to, yeah, it's just a lot, but really fun. It's going to be, yeah.
Yeah, because it sounds like your process with this has been quite an emotional journey. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a Virgo. I'm really hard on myself. So I just really wanted, I'm very meticulous and very specific on how I want things. So I took a long break. It's been 3 years since I've debuted a single, since I released a single. And there needed to be some form of growth, right? Like in that phase. So that is the reason why I put so much emotional depth into this, is because I wanted to not just be a surface level artist anymore. I wanted to just be able to show my talent even when you're not looking at me. You know, you can hear it. Like, that's what I feel like Tug of War represents more than any single that I've done.
Lovely. Yeah. And I've heard through the grapevine that Tug of War will be a part of your upcoming EP. Is this your debut EP?
Yes, it's a part of my debut EP, which gives so much more context on the reason why I've put so much mahi and totoko into this. I've treated it like it's a moko. I've treated it like it's a baby, just nurturing and all of that. But yes, that's going to come out. And Tug of War is just a piece of what that would be.
And you've briefly touched on this, and I might just be reiterating the same point, but how would you say Tug of War differs from your previous tracks?
I think I definitely, the versatility in my flows, and just I switch up the flow every 4 to 8 bars the entire track. So I think I counted, I've got 8 different flows in the whole track.
Really?
That is what differentiates as well. It's just being able to I took the seeds that I planted back then, and now it's a forest. Like, that's the difference, what it feels like to me. Is I was just learning back then. I was really just in the daycare, and now I'm like helping to run the daycare, you know. So I feel like that's the difference. And I've been through a lot of shit since then as well. Like, I've been through a whole life upon a life since my last singles in these 3 years. So I've known how to overcome it all. And that's the principle of Tug of War, is like, challenge me and I'll pull it in Tug of War, because I've been through some hearty stuff, just like a lot of people, you know. That's, I'm not special, but I do have my own things, and I've pulled it in and I played Tug of War with it. And I feel like I've won in the end. So that's what
That's really beautiful to hear. That is really beautiful to hear. Yeah. And I want to touch on your involvement with the ballroom scene in Sydney. You founded the West Ball in Sydney, and you've recently headlined Sissy Ball as well. How does your experience in ballroom sort of intertwine with your music?
My experience with ballroom intertwines definitely through my community and the support that they give. Like, it's all round. With ballroom, it is a safe space created for queer people of color within our oceanic community. That's for like Pacific Island and Maori community within that diaspora that need this space. So I think infusing my music and ballroom together has been the most powerful thing, because that comes with consistent support, that comes from being able to have visibility for myself in the industry, while it motivates me because there's kids in the community that want to do their mahi and all of that. So it's also just like another fire within me, and a beautiful reminder that they have me and I've got them. It's beyond just the ra-cha-cha at all. Like, I host these balls and I'm the voice of Down Under, all of these things. But my biggest thing about ballroom is that I'm able to release boundaries for the next generation that they thought never was possible to even be on a radio station back home. You know, that itself, like, somebody will hear this back home and just be like, damn, hopefully one day I can be the non-binary rapper.
And we'd love to hear that. As we have been mentioning, you've got some very exciting things coming up, especially with the release of Tug of War. Do you have any plans to cross the ditch to perform here in Aotearoa, maybe?
That is my goal. Like, I swear I'm manifesting it. There's nothing locked in right now, but I've been able to just cross legs, even just having PR with Nick Knack over there, and things are happening. So more than any other country, I think a token of success for me would be able to perform back home.
Beautiful.
It would be amazing.
And for those wanting to see and hear more of your amazing music, where can they find you?
You can find them on all distro platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Bandcamp. But shout out to Spotify at the moment. They're really supporting me and have just helped me. I met with them yesterday and they've been helping a lot. So I should say Spotify only.
Fair enough. And yeah, that was my final question, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to say, like, anyone that's supporting me or listening to me, like, please continue. This journey is going to be incredible. This year I've put a lot of mahi. It's 3 years leading up to everything that's coming this year, so I will appreciate any support. If you help me now, I'll remember always. And yeah, that's it. Tug of War out now. Ring-a-ding,
ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-a-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-a-ding. Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-a-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-a-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-a-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-a-ding. I will put you on your feet, make you disgusted when I'm walking on the street. I keep busting in, walking over me. They call me candy, I will pop you in your teeth. Ah, ooh, you want a battle on a beat. You want a title when I rattle in the teeth. Now you're an addle when I gaggle with the geeks. And I will duck and fuck them up when I compete.
Ready for it all, give me more. Challenge me and I'll pull it in tug of war. When I put it on the floor, moonwalk. I'm a burger, this shit is a schedule. Feel like a lasso girl, who thought? Gotta dash, but this shit is incredible. Then you know just who to call. I'm Kim and the stitches, I made it all possible.
Wait, sorry boo, too high, can only tap emojis. Look down, I squint, wonder should I post these. Look left, that's right, only seeing trophies. While these girls are still wondering who the fuck is hosting.
Energy a dirty child like Tay. Pour it in the back, shots I take. The cinnamon is giving top, I spray. A good pay cut, feed my cake. Feeling like a dark angel, they can never reach me. Feeling like a godmother, ready now to teach me. Feeling like a princess, but I never break free. Future ancestor, my legacy is guaranteed, because my journey already in motion. Like a baby turn the page, but brewing the potion. Got the spiritual support and we're building the totem. Like a Freaky Friday when the curses are broken.
I am ready for it all, give me more. Challenge me and I'll pull it in tug of war. Put it on the floor, moonwalk. I'm a burger, this shit is a schedule. Tug of war. Pull it in, tug of war. Tug of war. Pull it in, tug of war. Tug of war. Pull it in, tug of war. Pull it in, tug of war. Challenge me and I'll pull it in, tug of war.
A little bit of power and a little belief. Little bit of my heat and I got a receipt. Little miss take up the space, but I am petite. Little miss ignore that is funny to me. Funny that I get the crumbs, I got the second degree. Funny even though I do it all professionally. I don't want receptionists, I want the head of the team. I'll remember anybody who would never believe. I will kill off every hater and keep watching them bleed. Tiggle at your little body, then I'll chuck on the sheet. Oh shit, I feel conceited. There's something about Remy, like she is petty. Then reciprocated, loaded and ready. I told you we're ready. My foot on neck, I'm getting it petty. The help isn't steady. His body, it was getting so heavy.
heavy. The backup is ready. They finish it. Jamaica's too pretty. Your blood is confetti. Your dark vibes playing is heavy.
I don't wanna love you. I just wanna fuck you. I don't wanna bless you. I just wanna touch you. I can never miss you. Wonder what they did to you. I don't wanna love you. I just wanna fuck you.
I don't wanna love you. No. Who keeps turning this shit off?